Hey, welcome to the CG Social Show. Whether you're here for inspiration or information, I'm your host, Shiny K, and I got your back. So grab your headphones if you're at work or if you're in a car, just turn us up. Let's get into some of these hot topics that's going around recently. So this first hot topic, it is definitely hot because I'm not even sure if I actually agree with Usher being the 2024 Super Bowl show head runner, whatever, however you say it. So he's supposed to headline the halftime show for Super Bowl 2024. And to me, if Keke Palmer I want to say the driving force behind Usher this year, like, you know, putting him on, helping him out, this is just my opinion, I think Usher wouldn't even be in the talks for the halftime show. Like, to me, it could have been so many or better people that they could have had than Usher. Like, I know Usher got a lot of songs, but Usher, really? We want to be sitting in there. Y'all, really? Hold on, forget y'all. Y'all football fans actually gonna be sitting there listening to some niggas sing a song, some songs, which they call this dude "Take Your Mr. Steal Your Girl" or whatever. So this is a little conflicty because Super Bowl is for mostly, you know, for men or whatever. But I just feel like they could have had a better halftime show performance, like headliner. So give me y'all takes. I'm definitely gonna post this on our socials just to see how everybody else feeling. But yeah, what do y'all think? What do you think we can expect from this performance? Like, I'm hoping he has some cameos and, you know, some other people there to liven the show up, because it's just Usher. Like, really, Usher? Let me know how y'all feeling about this, because y'all could be feeling some other type of way, though. Now, I hate to get into some bad news, but we got to talk about it. Let's take a moment of silence for NCIS actor Ducky. His real name was David McCullen, and he recently died over the weekend, I believe, at the age of 90. Now, he was one of the NCIS, he was the medical examiner. He was the top medical examiner. But I find this crazy because I love that show and I did not know he was that damn old. So let's, you know, give our condolences and send hearts and loves to the McCullough family and, you know, NCIS, everybody who's affected by this. In other news, Drake released his 10th anniversary album over 10 years ago. I think I said that wrong, but we're going to get into it. It's his 10th anniversary of the album, Nothing Was the Same. So it released 2013, I believe, in July. Now, I'm a Drake fan, but I'm not no Drake lover. Like, I listen to his music, but I'm not gonna be at no concert, you know, going ham for him or whatever. But let me know what y'all think. Y'all happy Drake been doing it this long? Because he have been in the game for a long time, and not only in the game but on top of the game. Like, he has been holding it down, so I like to give him his flowers for that. But why do you think Drake would go to the bank? Dun, dun, dun. To check his emotional bank account. To check his emotional imbalance or something. You know, all the songs, all the crazy songs he be doing. Yeah, I hope y'all got that. I hope it ain't go over your head or nothing. Let's talk about this Jonathan Majors and Megan Good relationship. Like, do y'all think they gonna tie the knot or break up? Me personally, I don't necessarily know if they're going to tie it or not, but they might be one of these couples that just love each other. Like, we don't need no commitment. We don't need no marriage or nothing like that. I just feel like they might be some people who went through so much that, oh, we've been married, we don't need that no more, like, type of stuff. Because we know that last couple of years during the pandemic, after Jonathan got into allegations, he, you know, allegedly beat up his girlfriend and things like that, and Megan then left her boyfriend alone, and whatever allegations there that was there with Megan, and I think MGK, whatever, I can't think of his name right now, but I really think that they are not going to tie the knot, but they are just going to be one of them couples that just do the damn thing. But like I said, y'all, let me know, because I'm going to definitely post this on our socials to get y'all feedback. Let's see what 50 Cent talking about. Apparently, he plans on opening up another strip club in Detroit. They talking right now. Apparently, he already got one strip club open. I don't have the name of the strip club, but apparently, I guess that one doing so good that he like, fuck it, let me do another one. Now, is this a smart business move or is this a bad idea? Now, to me, I think this is a smart business move, because we see that he done did the movies, he done did music, he done did TV shows. So, like, what else to do? Like, we see everybody building this, I can't think of the word I want to use. This multi-brand, this multi-level brand. So, it's like, if you done did all this, strip clubs is only next. Like, you see other people doing restaurants, you see liquor and things like that. So I think that this is a good idea, because it's a lot of money in the strip club game. Now, if you think 50 Cent had a penny for every business venture, what would he be called? 51 cents. Yeah. So let's talk about Sexy Red. Like, she out here putting on for the thoughts. Like, and then you ain't even got to be no thought just to enjoy Sexy Red music. I feel like it's just fun ghetto music. If you could ski, if you can say that, like, ski to me, you heard that. Like, if you ain't from the hood, a dude didn't pull it up on you at the bus stop walking home or something and said some ski. So I feel like that ain't really too original in terms of her using it in a song or whatever. But yeah, Sexy Red out here doing a thing. Like, people are really hyping her up for whatever hood rat shit she's doing. And she here for it, y'all. Like, where's the bank at? Can somebody point Sexy Red to a bank? Because I feel like she gonna keep walking around with all this money, and we gonna hear about Sexy Red getting robbed or murdered or something like really bad. Because we know people out here doing crazy things for money, no matter what. So, girl, put the money up. Put the money up. Go get your black card and start flashing black cards. Cause everybody got money. Everybody don't got no black card. So I got some Sexy Red news. This girl over here talking about sugar goes on spaghetti. Do you agree or disagree, y'all? Y'all gotta let me know on this, because I feel like no, sugar do not go on spaghetti, but yes, you can put sugar in your spaghetti. Like, it's a big difference. Yeah, put the sugar in your spaghetti sauce. It might, you know, give it a little more flavor or something, but me, I would not sprinkle no sugar on my spaghetti. Like, just imagine eating that. I couldn't, my teeth couldn't do the grit. Like, just eating sugar. Like, so me, I disagree. I'm not for putting sugar on your spaghetti, but in your spaghetti, I do agree. So, y'all, let me know. Some people, you know, out here for the sweet spaghetti. Me, personally, I like hot sauce. I grew up being a hot sauce lover. So, other news, let's talk about movies. Well, old movies at this. 25 years ago was the release of Rush Hour. I have to laugh at this, because 25 years ago, I'm not going to say my age, but damn, I was young. So, Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan, they are celebrating the 25th anniversary of Rush Hour. I'm happy for this, because Rush Hour was one of my favorite movies. Let me see if I can think of a line in it real quick. Damn. dang, I can't think of a line. And that was one of my favorite movies. It ain't Friday, so I can't think of no line. So, but are y'all ready for a fourth installment, like Rush Hour 4? We here for that? I'm definitely here for that. To see Chris Tucker again and Jackie Chan in the same, you know, spotlight, I think that would be good for not only Jackie, but definitely Chris Tucker. Because we really ain't seen Chris in a while. Like, we need that funniness, bruh. Oh, drop the goddamn weapon. That's Rush Hour, when he had the bomb thing, and he was with the ambassador's daughter, and she's like, drop the goddamn weapon. And he grabbed her hand like, what, girl? But yeah, part of one of my favorite lines in Rush Hour. Yeah, just imagine, that was 25 years ago. Wow. Damn, that was like 2090. I said two, girl. That was in like 1998. Wow, 2098 ain't even here, shorty. Anyways, y'all. So, we got some crazy procedures going on in this medical world, y'all. So, they done transplanted a pig heart into a 58-year-old man. God damn, did y'all hear me? Apparently, a pig heart is more similar to a human heart. So, this was the second person to undergo the procedure, making it a medical breakthrough. But do you think this is a medical breakthrough or a ethical dilemma? Now, see, you start talking about politics and shit like that. But no. I believe, like, right now we are in a state where we should be able to figure out anything. Like, if a pig heart can go on a human, let's try it. Now, what I ain't for is for all these, these, do we call them GMO meats? These genetically modified meats where they growing chickens in labs and things like that. I'm not for that. Like, I feel like they didn't, well, of course they didn't already experimented on it with the Beyond Meat and all that other stuff, but I feel like a lot of this stuff already been on shelves, like in frozen products and canned products, and now they just now telling you, like, oh, we grew this and there. Like, I feel like that's what it's coming to. Like, they do things, and then it when somebody not happy with what's being done, I feel like that's when, you know, people want to get upset, or we hear about it in the news or things like that. That's how I feel like things go like that. Now, did y'all hear about Uber Eats? Apparently, they are about to be accepting food stamps, SNAP, EBTs, everything. Now, they're going to be setting up a service that offer benefits, grocery benefits to people who need it. Like people who, you know, get EBT cards and stuff like that. Apparently, you can order your groceries and Uber will deliver it, you know, with paying with your EBT card or whatever. Now, I do think this is a helpful service because a lot of people can't necessarily get to the grocery store, and not even that, get to the grocery store when they need to get there. Like, I know y'all be seeing sometimes, like every Monday, you see the senior buses and the seniors walking around the grocery stores and stuff like that. Imagine waiting all week just to get to the grocery store. So yes, I do think this is a necessary service that's going to benefit a lot of people. So shout out to Uber Eats and working with the government. Ain't no way to put that. Now, my heart breaks about this because I don't even know if my heart don't break. Let me rephrase that. My heart don't break. My thoughts hurt. If that's even better. But y'all hear about all these celebrity divorces? Like, the celebrity divorce statistics is very crazy. Like, I don't understand what is going on in these last couple of months in rich people world. Because we got a lot of couples divorcing. We got Hugh Jackman divorcing his wife. Jeannie Mai and Jeezy then separated. Sophia Vergara. Listen, y'all know her. She done left her husband Joe. Like, goddamn. Joe Jonas and Sophia Turner separated. Britney Spears done left her husband alone. Ariana Grande then left her husband alone. And Kyle Richards and Marcel, I can't pronounce his name, but anyways, Kyle Richards and this one got me messed up, because you know they from one of my favorite shows, Real Housewives Orange County, I believe. So just to see them after 25 years, this particular couple, like, we didn't see them loving and caring, just being there for each other for, you know, the last couple of, I won't say last decade of the show, because this show been running a long time. Just to see them getting a divorce is crazy. To hear about it is crazy. Kevin Costner is divorcing his wife. Tiana Taylor is separated from Iman. Like, that's crazy. Like, I want to say with a lot of these celebrities, like, they don't necessarily have to sit around and think about, oh, they don't have to worry about who likes them or who gonna be their next victim or who they gonna love next. To me, I feel like if you ain't there doing whatever the fuck I need to be done, you are replaced. Like, ain't nobody irreplaceable at this point, especially with somebody I got millions of dollars. Like, I can pay somebody to do what you can do, whatever type shit. But with all this divorce going on, I just want to give y'all some advice. I hope y'all learned something from because a lot of these celebrities have got divorced multiple times. So I just want y'all to just remember to take it slow, rediscover yourself, and, you know, be open to new experiences. Because it's like, at some point, you got to do something different. Yeah. So I'd like to hear what y'all feel about all these celebrity divorces and things like that, because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And that's all the hot topics I have for you. I think with fall being fall right now, like, you definitely, we back to COVID status. Like, make sure y'all out here being safe, washing your hands, covering your mouth, wearing your mask again, because right now it's a lot of sicknesses is going around again. And just take care of yourself. Now, before I go, I got an amazing fact for you guys. I said amazing fact. Okay. Let me get this fact. Okay, here we go. Do you know that shoes are the first thing subconsciously people notice about you? Did you know that? So next time you out, you might want to wear your best shoes. Yeah, because your future wife or husband just walked past you because you had on some Crocs. Imagine that. I hope y'all have a safe and nice day and enjoy your week. Adios, amigos.